I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt, and this is a Studio 2 Extra. If you stay in Philadelphia long enough, you are guaranteed to see Philly Elmo, a tall, off-brand mascot of the famous Giggly Puppet, leading a drumline through one of the city's neighborhoods. Philly Elmo is a staple of Positive Movement Entertainment, a group aimed at decreasing gun violence in the city by creating a constructive and positive community for young people through drumming. Philly Elmo first went viral in a 2018 YouTube video, but PME has been around since 2011 and continues to bring joy to people all over the city with their surprise drumline appearances. Tony Royster is the founder of the Positive Movement Drumline and joins me now in studio. Tony Royster, welcome to Studio 2.
Thanks for having me.
Let's rewind a little bit before Positive Movement. Tell me about where you grew up and how you came to drumming.
So I grew up in Pulaski Town Projects in Germantown. They had a drill team that used to practice in the back of the building. So as I was growing up, 2 to 4, I would just hear, you know, the drums every other day. When I turned 4, my mom allowed me to join a drill team.
You were 4 years old. Wow.
Yes, I started when I was 4. It's better to start when you're young so you don't end up getting caught up into the streets, especially living in the projects. You know, there's a whole bunch of things going on and easy to just get, you know, trapped in, you know, negative things or negative places. Drumming was my outlet. And then as the years went by, I joined like maybe 10 different drill teams. Wow. Until 2011 when I decided to start Positive and Control. And our slogan was take control and be a positive you. And then 2014, then we incorporated and became Positive Movement.
How did you get this thing off the ground? Like, what resources did you have? Where does one even start going about trying to establish an organization like this?
I really didn't have like a lot of support in the beginning. You know, years ago, you probably seen like a lot of drill teams on the corners with the kids in the buckets. That was like our go-to to be able to raise money.
So like motorists, pedestrians, they drop you a buck, that type of thing?
Yep.
That's like real grassroots fundraising.
Oh, yes, man. It is. And every penny count.
Do people think you're nuts trying to build this thing? Just
Yes. Yeah. The world can sometimes be harsh. So, yeah, everybody had their own opinion. But, you know, look.
Yeah. And you must love it.
Oh, yes. Like I said, I'm born and raised in the projects. And drumming really saved my life. I would be lost. Just one of those stragglers. And those, you know, years and dark times living in the projects, I was able to relieve my stress through music, by banging on those drums, you know, those hard nights, you know, that was just my go-to. I felt in my heart that me starting my own team would give, like, another child the opportunity to, you know, have another outlet. And Positive Movement is an organization that shows you that it's okay to be different. You know, just because, you know, a lot of your close friends are doing things that they know they shouldn't be doing don't mean that you have to follow. You can, you know, take the other route and continue to be positive. The first 5 years, I was able to get 2 people off the streets, like really put their guns down and pick up a drum. And when that happened, that just showed me that this is definitely meaningful and can really help the world.
How did Elmo come into this whole equation? Okay, so like, I understand I've certainly seen some drill teams out there, but part of what distinguished you guys is that there's someone in an Elmo costume dancing to the beat mm-hmm. out front. Now, that's usually you, right?
Sometimes
yes. It's you.
Yep. So Positive Movement Entertainment, when I was coming up with the name, I said like, what would make us different from all the other drill teams? So we was doing like block parties, birthday parties, like just doing all events. Elmo is a fan favorite. Everybody loves
Elmo. I know.
And then for me, just like living in the projects, I didn't have cable. So like Channel 12, you know, WHYY, PBS. Yes. definitely like held it down for me. So Elmo was like my favorite as well.
So the idea was that you would be going to entertain kids at birthday parties and block parties, so it made sense to have a kid's character to get the kids excited.
Yep. We also had Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, the Minions. We had Spider-Man. But, like, out of all the different characters, Elmo is just, like, the top.
So. Everyone loves Elmo.
Yes.
That's just a fact of life.
We go everywhere. We had different characters out there. Everybody's like, where's Elmo? It's like, oh, man. Okay, well, he'll be out tomorrow.
Yeah, you start getting flack if you don't bring Elmo.
Yes. Oh, man.
This is audience feedback. This is part of it. One of the things that sort of catapulted you guys to, you know, further fame was this viral video of you all with Elmo near this big junkyard fire in Kensington.
Yes.
First of all, why were you guys there?
We're all over. So we were in the Northeast that day. Just got finished marching around and promoting. And then we was driving down the boulevard. And then we just see like this big cloud of smoke. And then as we start getting closer, then it starts getting darker. We got maybe about three blocks away. And then I was like, you want to march over there? I don't want to, you know, be on the news.
And whoops.
Yep, I said, oh, man.
Why would you want to march over there?
Our thing is anywhere that there's, like, a lot of people, that's where we should be. Yeah. So we can be able to get that message out. After seeing the video, I was like, wow. Like, that was a great moment, yeah. Like, to actually see that.
When you come across the line, you're just like, it seems so coordinated, but then you're also like, how do they keep this up for like hours? How does it work? How do you decide where to go and what to play?
Yeah, we practice 2 days a week for 2 to 3 hours. When we marching around, that is also practice. Like I say, like, you know, anytime that you can practice, practice. And those be like a lot of times that we do that practice in. Philadelphia is a big place.
Yeah, it sure is. Yeah.
And out of all these years, I still don't think that we like hit every community. So we try to just like do some analysis and, you know, go over the places that we have been and try to go to places that they haven't seen us or know who Positive Movement or Philly Elmo is. The goal is to recruit.
Yeah.
We're trying to get 50 members at the minimum. And our biggest goal is to get 500 members.
How many members do you have now?
Right now, our numbers fluctuate from 6 to 26. When everybody's available, we'll have 26. We take ages 8 to 80. Our oldest member is 74. Nice. He's our living witness that you're never too old to do something positive and get back to the community. And then our youngest member is 5. If your child is under 8, then you as the parent or guardian is committing to come to practice, learn the moves, if it's drumming, dancing, color guard, like the flags, or just holding a banner, whatever it is, you come to practice, you know, learn what it is and go home and work with your child. So we really take like all ages. It takes a lot to run, you know, an organization, especially a drum line. Donations are definitely appreciated. It's not like a must that you have to. The money is needed, but it's not the main focus.
And how do you decide what to play? What rhythms? Is someone leading that? I've always wondered how that works.
Yeah. So I do all the training, all the teaching, the music. We have 5 to 8 signature beats that we play.
Got it.
So like, let's say you join a drill team today. Yeah. You would learn the intro. Then we have number one this time. Then we have body. Body, you would do the 8-count boom. And the tenors will keep the melody. Let's just do the 8-count boom real quick. So 8-count boom, you would go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Boom, 2, 3, 4. Keep that going. Here go the melody. And 1, 2, 3, and stop.
Oh, yeah. I'm in.
Yes, you are. For me, a lot of the members say I'm like robotic.
You just go, go,
they're like,
go,
Tony,
go.
We need some water.
And how heavy is it?
It's really heavy. But like once you have it on for a while, you kind of get used to it. I think after like the first hour, in the first hour and 50 blocks, then you, it's like, oh man. but for me, it's like the energy that we receive from the community. So when like people come out their house and they just smiling and happy, they see Elmo, the music is good, they start moving, like you might be extremely tired, you know, but once you feel that energy from the next person, it just like that tiredness just go away, you know, and it just keep you going. And for me, is the smiles, is just the communication, the love. I love it.
I also wanted to ask before I let you go, Mr. Why Not, where did that come from? What is that?
So Mr. Why Not is Tony backwards. I spent $180 on 12 shirts, and the shirts, like, I wanted the writing to be really big so you can see it from a distance, and they happened to be really small. So I went to Walmart and grabbed some iron-on letters, ironed it on a shirt. And then after I got finished, I was like, oh, man, I did it backwards. And then when I looked, I was like, it was supposed to say Mr. Tony. And then when I looked at it, it said, Mr. Why Not? And I said, you know what?
That's not bad.
That works. It said, why not be positive?
I feel like that's a good, it's a good encapsulation of your attitude toward life. See something that might be negative, make it positive.
That's right.
Well, that's Tony Royster, who is the founder of the positive movement Drumline. Thank you so much for your time, for coming into the studio, and for entertaining literally all of Philadelphia.
Yes, and surrounding areas.
And surrounding areas. We didn't forget you, suburbs. Studio 2 is produced by Paige Murray Bessler, Debbie Builder, and Andreas Copes. Al Banks engineered this podcast episode. Our executive producer is Kevin McCory. From Studio 2 at WHYY in Philadelphia, I'm Avi Wolf-Manarant, and thanks for joining me.